Simon & Schuster Audio presents The End of the Day, a novel by Bill Clegg, read by the author.
For Ivy. But what could we do to prevent a day from ending, or a winter from finding us? How could we stop a wind with no home? Fulfillment by W.S. Merwin from Travels. Part 1. Dana. The tapping at the door is so faint and tentative it's easy to pretend it's not happening. The words that follow are whispered just as softly, but too audibly to ignore. Mrs. Dana, good morning. It's after 7 o'clock. The car is downstairs. Hello? Brisk footfalls pad away. Dana has been dressed and ready to leave for more than an hour, but is not yet prepared to face Marcella, who begins flipping on light switches and emptying the dishwasher every morning at 6:30. Marcella is an excellent cook and keeps the house in order, but it galls Dana how patronizing she can be, often speaking to her like she imagines someone addressing an imbecile. Crossed arms, tilted head, exaggerated care, with words that to a stranger might sound respectful, even kind, but Dana hears disdain behind every syllable. It's time, Mrs. Dana, Marcella sings songs from behind the door, as if coaxing a child to eat vegetables. Time to go. Another voice, higher pitched and less sure, follows. Yes, hello? Miss Goss, are you awake? Marcella's right, it's time. Christina. Marcella has brought her as a backup, Dana thinks, eyeing the door as a chess player anticipates her opponent's next move. The driver called to say he's parked outside. It's Philip, the one you like, not one of the old ones. Christina is less annoying, but she can be manipulative too when Marcella puts enough pressure on her. She's younger than Marcella, who's in her early 60s, though to Dana hardly looks 50. The olive skin, she thinks, and the extra weight. Dana remembers something her grandmother told her when she was in high school. When you get older, you choose your fanny or your face, one or the other, but never both. Just look at your Aunt Lee. She looks young and adorable, for her age, but she absolutely can't wear clothes. She looks like an Irish nanny with good jewelry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?